This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The city of Chicago is trying to get to know itself a little better. It's building an extensive network of data sensors that'll track safety and quality of life in the city. It's called the Array of Things, and the hope is it'll make Chicago cleaner and more efficient. But one person's innovation is another's creepy surveillance. WBEZ's Miles Bryan reports on the technology and the privacy concerns.
The people behind the Array of Things bill it as a sort of citywide Fitbit. And the sensors definitely look the part. They're all sleek plastic and aluminum, shaped like beehives, and for now mounted on traffic signal poles. They can do things like test air quality, measure noise levels, and track traffic congestion. Charlie Catlett is with the Argonne National Laboratory and the University of Chicago, both partnered with the city on the project.
The camera that's pointed, it's actually pointed right out at the middle of the intersection.
That's a busy intersection on Chicago's southwest side.
And with that, we're able to count the number of vehicles or pedestrians.
A $3 million grant from the National Science Foundation will pay for the installation of the sensors. In a nearby restaurant, Catlett says they'll try and track not only every accident, but every near miss, too.
Patterns of people rolling through the intersection or patterns of people driving too fast.
This idea is spreading. Similar projects are in the works in Seattle, Atlanta, and Chattanooga. And Catlett says the network doesn't keep sensitive personal information, like pictures of your license plate.
We want this to be the residents of the city watching their city. So it's sort of opposite of Big Brother, if you will.
With the right legal process, the government can turn it into a system that spies on you.
Lee Tian is with the Electronic Frontier Foundation in San Francisco. He says he pushed for privacy protections to be hardwired into the sensors as a sort of fail-safe. But that didn't happen.
All technology today, unless it's very carefully designed to not be able to do more, can do more.
But Chicago resident Aurelis Morales says she's not worried as she stands in a parking lot near one of the first Array of Things sensors.
There's places here in the city that need like stop signs and lights that aren't there. And I think that's pretty cool because then they could see that.
All 500 of the sensors should be installed by 2018. In Chicago, I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.